From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There's been a waiting game being played out, and that is the announcement by the ACMA of the successful tender for the future supply of training assessment and licence allocation services. This has been provided for the last decade by the WIA, and before Christmas it was expected that the tender result would be revealed. The new service is to be running as of the 4th of February. Similarly, if you look at the time frame set by the ACMA for the submission of tenders, there was barely time for people to construct submissions based on the newly released criteria. If such practices were from the private sector, we would probably see intervention by a regulator such as the ACCC or APRA. There have been complaints of interference to amateur services on bands which are primary allocation, and if one published on social media during the past week and the comments that followed are an indication, ACMA is either not fulfilling its duty in investigating and seeking rectification of the interference, or is incapable of doing its job. Now, I'm not meaning this to be an attack on the ACMA, but simply a way of showing how things pan out when insufficient resources are available. We've had politicians for some years telling us how dire the finances are, and have not only capped the funds, but have taken money away, calling it an efficiency dividend. I would suspect that what we are experiencing is the fact that the money has run short and the staff numbers no longer exist for our regulator to do its job. I believe that compliance staff in the agency are probably as low as they were in World War I. We radio amateurs pay a licence fee, and if we think back a few years, there were loud voices saying we need to pay or we will get poor service in regulating and policing our bands. I reckon we have reached that low point of getting poor service. If other spectrum users are licensed without charge, why aren't amateurs? Does it even pay the costs of annual license renewal? Or is it like other countries have realised, it is cheaper to dispense with the annual fees, allow registration online and make the licences current for 10 years or even lifetime? With the phony election campaign running, surely it is time to seek better service for our hobby? Who will guarantee that ACMA is properly resourced to do its job in 2019? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.